Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, good Sunday morning to you. Yes, I am Reverend Tommy Bounce. I hope I have a word of encouragement to you. I hope I don't discourage you. I don't think the Word of God would discourage you, but I thank you for inviting me into your home, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, to tell you truly there is something we can believe in. Well, let's let Martha start her service by saying, "Oh, what a day."
There's a great celebration that is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reach like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Well, I've made plans to be there. I hope you have too. Martha's already there waiting for me. And I will be leaving soon. I don't know how much longer God's going to give me. The days are appointed unto me. It's appointed unto me once to die, but after death, the judgment. I'm not worried about the judgment. I'm not worried about leaving this world, but I'm going to be ready, and I hope that you can say the very same thing. I am Reverend Tommy Mounts. I've been doing this for many years, and I thought I ought to explain something to you. My eyes are getting bad. I've got an appointment to go to Wytheville on the 2nd of November. I hope they got some help for me there. The Dr. Armstrong, he says that he can help me with this macular degenerate I have in my eyes, and I'm hoping that he can. So you be praying, and I will be praying also. That's the 2nd of November. So we're having to play some of the reruns that we have, and I hope you understand that also. And that's the reason we're doing it. But today we're doing it live, and we hope that you are enjoying the blessings of our Lord.
could show me the light to the tunnel. If joy can follow tears with one faint smile, as long as I can see the rainbow pushing through the clouds, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Going through and going through the trial, knowing well the Father won't say his child finds strength in sorrow that lasts for just a while. I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Teach me how to sing my song darkness. Let my heart be as trusting as a child. As long as I can see the mountains merely stepping stones, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Going through and growing the trial, knowing well the Father, he won't forsake his child, finding strength in sorrow that lasts for just a while. I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Going through and going trial, knowing well the Father won't forsake his child, finding strength in sorrow that lasts for just a while. I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. I'll be alright while I'm going through and growing through the trial.
Did you notice that songwriter said, I'm growing and going through the trial? We grow through our trials and our tribulations. Jesus said we'd have tribulations. He said in this life we would have tribulation, we'd have problems. I just got word that Timmy Atkins had passed away, and if you heard the phone ring, that's what it was. I'm sorry to hear that. He was only 53 years old. Time, it seemed like time gets away from us, and I hope that I'm not reporting something that is disturbing to you, but I'll tell you, it's a truth that we all must face the Grim Reaper. We're all going to face death one day. And let's not talk about death. Let's talk about life, because life, we can have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. The devil cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. So let's talk about the abundant life that Jesus gives us, and we can have life in Jesus Christ. Even though I be dead, yet shall I live, because he lived, I shall live also. Well, I say praise the Lord to that. I'm not in a hurry to leave this world, but when I leave, I'm going to be ready. And that's the main thing, is to get ready to meet Christ, because we're all going to have to slip out in that direction.
I stood at the passing, felt the chill of death's cold hand, saw the last fleeting breath that life would give. Left no hope for their tomorrow, left no spring to hold on to. Why they didn't live for Jesus, I can't understand. This angel, he awaits us, each one of us he'll call. Life is like a vapor in the wind. For some it's just 1 hour, Some die at 17. Others, they'll be able to fulfill their last dream. Oh, when the life descended and I said my last goodbye, won't have to look for freedom, I won't have to run and hide. Don't worry about me when they tell you that I'm gone. I'll be in the arms of Jesus, be sitting around the throne. This world holds up for me, this world is not my home. Don't worry about me when they tell you that I'm gone. And when my life has ended and I've said my last goodbye, I won't have to look for freedom, I won't have to run and hide. Don't worry about me when they tell you that I'm gone. I'll meet me in the arms of Jesus, singing around the throne. This world is nothing for me, this world is not my home. Don't worry about me when they tell you that I'm gone.
Don't worry about me when they tell you that I'm gone. Thank God. I know that a lot of people stand at the graveside and they wonder about where their loved ones are at, but listen, they're in heaven. And there is a heaven. I don't care who tells you there isn't, there is a heaven. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I preached it for many years, and I'll continue to preach it. I'm looking forward to going there. Brother Ernie Barley said he's going to strut up the streets of gold. Well, Brother Ernie Barley and a lot of the Barleys, Bob Barley, and a lot of them are still already gone. But thank God we will reunite on the other streets, on the other side of heaven one day. So, hey, that is our hope. That is our hope that we will go there and we will enjoy the blessings of God. Don't you let anybody tell you that heaven is not real, because heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe, according to this song. And I'm going to play it for you right now. And it said, heaven is real.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, the Bible says, and I there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion, why, is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. And though how my heart wills to know heaven is real.
Yes, sir, heaven is real. I believe that Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And here's the sweet part about that passage of Scripture. It said, but if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am there, you may be also. So I believe heaven is real. I was at Duke University many years ago, and the theologian, he wanted to know where heaven was. And he said, geographically, you can't tell me where heaven is. Well, I don't need to know geographically where it's at. I know that heaven is real. And that's good enough for me. If it was good enough for Christ, he said he resurrected, and he told me, so I'm coming back, and I will receive you unto myself. So I'm looking forward to that great day, and I hope you are too.
Looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing, is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship stands the captain. I can hear as he calls out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion, and it may never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be safe with Jesus the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Yes, sir, sailing out on the old fellowship of Zion. We've been singing that song for many years. People love that song, and we love to do it for you. It reminds us of Martha and I used to sing it in camp meetings, and we've sung it a lot of years. It's a great song, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. I appreciate everyone who has helped me to maintain this broadcast. We've been on here a lot of years, and I hope that we can continue on here, and with your help and your support, we will continue. The support has been kind of slow, I'll have to tell you. It's been very slow, and I know a lot of people who used to write to me seem like they, I don't know whether they're sick or in the hospital or what, but I'm not receiving the finances that I need, but we're still struggling on. I hope that you can understand what I'm saying. And I'll tell you, I blumber, I make mistakes here on the broadcast, but I've been having eye problem. And when you got eye problem, it's hard to see exactly what you want to do. But anyhow, I hope that you are enjoying the broadcast and enjoying the presence of God, and join right in with me. I can, when I do a broadcast, it's got to be done right. I have done this broadcast, this is the fourth time I've done it. I just wasn't satisfied with it at all, and I hope to get it out right this time. So you pray for me, and I'll pray for you, and we'll continue to move on for the Lord Jesus Christ.
One day I came to him, I was so thirsty. I asked for water, my soul was so dry. He gave me water I had never dreamed of. But for this water, my Lord had to die. He said, I thirst, yet he made the river. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I first cried the King of all ages. In his great thirst, he brought water. Now there's a river that flows as clear as crystal. It comes from God, His throne above. And like the river that it dwells up inside me, bringing mercy and a life-giving love. He said, I thirst, yet he made the river. He said, I thirst, yet he made. The King of
Yes, sir, if I could have anything that I desired, I would desire mercy. I remember I was up in a mountain one time. I was stringing barbed wire fence and had those old jersey cotton gloves on, and had one on one hand, one on the other hand, had a hold of a barbed wire, and all of a sudden, I realized those jersey cotton gloves were hung up in that wire, and all of a sudden one glove went one way and the other glove went the other way, and the wire just spread, and I just fell down on my knees there, and all of a sudden I began to say mercy. I thought about what I needed. I needed that wire stretched bad. And with jersey cotton gloves, you know, a farmer, you can't do work with barbed wire and jersey cotton gloves. But I thought about that word mercy. The man in hell, he cried, "Lord, have mercy on me and send Lazarus and let him dip just a little dip of water on my tongue, because I am tormented in this flame." I said earlier that heaven is real. Well, hell is real too, my friend. And Jesus preached on hell more than anybody. I say any prosperous pastor ought to preach on hell at least once a month and remind people there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Let's pray. Our Father, we're so thankful that you saved us. Lord, being saved, our sins are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus, for that forgiving authority that you have, that you can say to my sin, "Be cast into the east as far as the east, and the west as far as the west, and it shall be done." Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I pray that you're right now touching a heart. Someone is sick. Someone is afflicted. Someone who is downtrodden financially, Lord, they're needing a job. Well, Lord, just you can supply that need according to your riches and glory. So I pray for them. I pray that somehow or another that you'll make a way where there seems to be no way for them, because they need your help. They need your protective power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Brand new house that shines by far. You may live to be 100 years old, but if you have not been saved, it all ends with the grave. For I want us to be together in heaven. Together in heaven, I want to walk down the streets of gold. I want to run through the fields of green clover, see the mansion, smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's all ours. See the rivers gently flowing, hear the gentle breezes blowing. I want us to be together in heaven.
That was Bob and Evelyn Guy's favorite song. We used to do that a lot for them. Well, Bob, he's in the nursing home now, and Evelyn is also there with him, and they're going through a terrible time, so let's pray for them. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Hope you'll sit down and help me. Financially, it has been disastrous, really. We've been struggling for the last 2 months. Our faithful people have helped us faithfully, and that's what's kept us going. So if you can and want to and will, then you shall write me a letter, send me a check to help me on the radio ministry. I want to continue here as long as possible. I know that I'm struggling right now, but anyhow, if God be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounce, Box 2642, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounce, 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
I want to run.